The new music alternative 95X, that is Michelle RE with Wounded Man. And ahead of that, we heard Uncharted Territory, the title track from her new album. And we're on the phone with Michelle right now. And again, thanks for hanging out with us tonight, Michelle.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about, let's start with Uncharted Territory. Where did that song come from?
Oh, you're going to make me answer the questions if you know I don't like to give it all away.
I know. And full disclosure for everybody, Michelle and I have exchanged a couple of emails, and she mentioned that she really doesn't like to talk too much in depth about the songs because you like the listener to form their own impression, correct?
Absolutely. Because I could write and tell some really great stories about each song, and I'll see, you know, if I can do some of that some justice. But I just feel like once you present the song to people, it's theirs, and they can do with it what they like. You know, one story that I tell is my first record, 85th and Nowhere, most definitely. It has a particular storyline that was inspired by life events. But I had I had somebody ask me where Nowhere was. It's both the title and the title track, 85th and Nowhere. And she went on to tell me about a lost love story of hers. And so she had an idea of where Nowhere was for her. And I said, that's great. Then that's what it is. But Uncharted Territory, conceptually, I think it's very, when you hear the lyrics, there's a bit of angst and urging of another person to perhaps let go of a conservative view of life and, you know, loosen the tie, if you will, and do some living. So it's really about exploring beyond the surface of life. It would be it's kind of a general concept, but of course it had specific life events, like I said, that inspired it. This is kind of a call to arms or a rah-rah or a look at life differently kind of song.
And as we said before, energetic.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I wish I could remember the word. It was passionate. As of the last 2 weeks, I'm working with a guitar player here. His name is Frank Goulart, and I met him. He's actually part of something called Portland Punk Rock Collective. It's a group of guys who, you know, have been playing together and other bands, and they do punk rock songs. And I saw the listing in the paper, and I'm like, all right, well, I need to put my band together. I'm going to start there. But anyway, so Frank and I are gelling well and putting things together quite quickly, actually. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact word, but he said something about like a passionate or powerful or... He was saying, in terms of Uncharted Territory, he said, yeah, I can see there's a lot of emotion sitting there. Something or someone you're very passionate about was essentially what he was saying. So, yeah, I think that one kind of hits you right between the eyes, as was intended.
I can imagine that one would be very fun to play live.
Do you know what? I haven't done it yet, and I'm assuming it will be. But I recorded the song before I left Nashville to go to New York. And my intention was to finish the record before I left, but it didn't quite work out that way. And so while I was in New York, I was, you know, pulling all the parts and pieces together to complete the record. And I had not gotten out to play live yet. So I'm actually now with Frank and the other people that we're bringing together, which he's been a massive help on. We will be playing those songs out live.
Well, you haven't had a chance yet. The album has just come out, correct?
Yeah, the single was, that's right. Single was released in January, Uncharted Territory. Yeah, I kind of have to add a little bit of the story here to it, so it's how you get this whole picture, and it also answers some of what you're asking about moving around. I had gone up to New York. It was a place that from Nashville I would go and tour, did great, loved it, decided I was moving back. It wasn't that quick of a decision. It was like a year later. And I'm like, you know what, I just have to get out of the South. So I go to New York. I'm getting things going. I'm in rehearsals. And I go to get my own apartment, give the guy money, and he gives me fake keys. This is right in between Christmas and New Year's. So I actually ended up I had rented a car to move all my stuff in. And it's like 10 o'clock at night, and there's nowhere to go. No hotels, nothing. I sleep the night in the parking garage of the company whose car I rented. I'm trying not to say their name since I don't get a commercial for them. And I was basically homeless in New York City, of all things. And that week, This was actually January 1st was my intended, or 2nd was my intended release date for Uncharted Territory, just for the single. Well, I was a little busy, you know, fighting for my life. So I found a place to stay, you know, that following week, and I sat in, I'm not going to describe the place, but it was horrible, like just horrible. And I sat there and got the website ready and the single, and I released it. And then there was a bit of a lag because I was still trying to figure out how I was going to survive now that I'd gone all that way. Long story short, I hop a train, I come to Portland. And when I got here, I was able to wrap up with the mastering, get the download released in May. And about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I now have the hard copy, now have the CDs. So it took a little longer, but it's all come together, and that's a little bit of the, that's 1% of the history of that record.
Well, where can the rest of us get either a hard copy or download the album?
My website is the absolute best place. It's www.michellearie.com. So the spelling is michellearie.com. And I sell directly. This one is not yet on iTunes. My previous ones are. I'm really trying hard to keep as much in-house as I possibly can. It's heartbreaking, you know, when you see your records floating out there in space for free when you know how hard you work. So I do ask that if people are going to get my music, which I would love if they did, that they do it through my website.
And you also have, you're on Facebook and Twitter.
I am. Facebook.com, Michelle Ari. This is a //, I don't know. There is a music page there, and then Twitter is also Michelle Ari. Keep it simple.
Okay. Well, let's play another couple of tracks from Uncharted Territory, and then we can talk more when we come back.
Okay.
We'll go with the third track from Uncharted Territory. We are talking with, and this is music from, Michelle Ari. Here is Little Wars on the New Music Alternative, 95X.